This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the American voices of troublemakers, malcontents, and outsiders who share a penetrating insight into the American character. First this, more snow in the Northeast today, the second storm in less than a week. Moderate to heavy snow falling from Massachusetts to North Carolina. New York had as much as 10 inches. This is bad news if you're driving to work or going out for groceries, but it's great if you're driving into the mountains to go snowboarding. And more people are, including some kids you might not expect to see on the lifts. Poor kids from the cities taking part in a new mentoring program. Here's reporter Tandalea Wilder.
On a winter Saturday in New York City, a trio of teenagers and their mentors board a music-filled bus near South Street Seaport, destination Mountain Creek Ski Resort in Vernon, New Jersey. Randy Wilson is a lanky 11th grader who attends Martin Luther King Jr. High School in Manhattan. He lives in one of the better neighborhoods of the Bronx with a single mom. Randy loves sports, especially basketball. But adventure sports like snowboarding, well, that's another story.
I thought it was just a sport just for white people, to be honest.
Randy says the closest he's ever gotten to a true winter sport was riding a trash can lid down an icy hill in Central Park. Still, watching snowboarding on television has been one of his favorite pastimes since he was nine.
Because I used to watch the X Games on TV and always looked at it as something I wanted to do.
Randy's getting his chance. The group is taking 4 weeks of snowboarding lessons free through a special program called Snow Mentors. Steve Lauzelier is the founder. A Haitian-American and avid snowboarder himself, his plan is to expose at-risk minority kids like Randy to a difficult sport and get them thinking of a world outside their neighborhood.
What I want the mentors and the mentees to do is just basically start brainstorming about where you want to be in the future. To just really think big, dream big.
Mentoring is a big part of the plan. Sitting in the back of the bus, Randy discusses his life goals with his mentor, Lonnie Halpern, a 26-year-old real estate attorney.
Let's say, what do you want to be doing in 5 years, just to give some boundaries?
In 5 years, if I had all the resources in the world, I would get a master's degree. Because if I had all the resources, college would be free. And I want to work in the medical field.
After a long and bumpy ride full of introspection, it's time to hit the slopes and have some fun. Randy and the other boys are directed to a room full of snowboarding equipment that was donated by various organizations. Once on the slopes, Randy can't wait to get started. He buckles up his boots, straps on his board, and thinks strategically about what to do.
I'm going to the bunny slopes first to try to feel my way around, to get back what I learned.
Before the fun and the falling can start, Randy and the rest of the group dig in for a quick lesson.
So when everyone's ready, we'll go one at a time, starting with you, boom, 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 down the road. We're almost all locked in? All right, we can go. I'll go first, ready? Watch me totally first, one at a time. Across the mountain. Looking, my head's up, heels up.
Where's the guy at though? Because I really don't know which way I'm going. Oh, he's over there.
How am I supposed to snowboard over there?
Program director Steve Lauzelier says these mentees board the bus as very streetwise kids, often suspicious of strangers. But once they're on the slopes, they learn to let down their guard and simply have fun. They also learn a more fundamental lesson.
You gotta fall. You have to get back up. You have to fall. You have to get back up. This is like a big metaphor for life.
The mentors and their kids pair off to get on the ski lift at Mountain Creek.
Oh. Y'all scared.
Randy and I are about 50 feet in the air. He's graduated from the bunny slope and has decided to conquer an even larger hill. But he admits to being a little nervous. The ski lift is his biggest snowboarding challenge to date.
I'm trying not to look down, but, ooh, you see that ski? You're not supposed to look down, I know, but I can't help it. My eyes see everything.
Now the moment of truth. Time to make the tricky jump off the lift.
Lower. Lower. Yo, that was scary.
At this point, Randy will be happy to get down the mountain in one piece. But Snow Mentors founder Steve Lauslier has bigger plans. He's hoping that the program will encourage more minority youth to try the sport of snowboarding, and perhaps he'll even get one of his mentees good enough to compete in the 2008 Winter X Games. Maybe that X-Gamer will be Randy.
Next time I'm going to try the half pipe.
For NPR News, I'm Tondalea Wilder at the Mountain Creek Ski Resort in Vernon, New Jersey.
And Day-to-Day continues.